Whenever you're ready.
Okay, hey, bonjour, Nij, Anishinaabe Doog. Hello, my fellow Anishinaabe, and welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Bonjour, Nana Bonjour, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nana Bonjour, Nana Bonjour, Ndijinakaz. Nana Bonjour is my name. And in the studio with me this morning, the lovely and the talented.
Oh, get out of here.
Natasha. Pick it down, Weenie Mushane. Say hello, sweetheart.
Bonjour, Gakina. Welcome back to the show.
And today, our Ojibwe word of the day. Oh. What do you think, sweetie? What should be the Ojibwe word of the day?
How about June?
Oh, that's a really good idea, yeah. Sweetie. Ode mini gizas, strawberry moon. That's what we call this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
The ode mini gizas. It is the moon of the strawberry. And so, this is the story of ode mini gizas. Back in the days of the grandfathers, Ode Amini Gizas, strawberry, went on a very brave adventure.
Nah.
I'm just kidding. We don't have any stories about strawberries. If I'm being honest, I don't know why we call it Ode Amini Gizas. Probably because it's, you know, strawberries are back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Pick strawberries. I don't know. Ode Amini Gizas, strawberry moon, is the Ojibwe word for June. And June is a very sacred time of year. It is the time when the Anishinaabe people will eat their strawberries. It is the time to break the berry fast. Have some berries for breakfast. Yeah. So, Ode Amini, it is a strawberry. And, you know, I gotta say, you know, everybody's down. And I'm the worst offender. I'm the first guy to complain about Walmart. I mean, going into Walmart is just a nightmare.
Yeah. Huh?
I hate everything about that place. Except their produce.
Oh, really?
That's right. I'm going to say it. I'm going on the record. I like GMO food. You know, you go down to the farmer's market, and there'll be some teenager there going, hey,
yeah.
You want to buy these strawberries? They're all brown and gross, and they're just tiny and really expensive.
Nah.
And I'm like, no, thank you. I'll be down at Walmart buying the Frankenberry with a strawberry the size of my head. You know, I mean, that's what they've done to our food.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, strawberries were little. But now you go buy a strawberry, and I mean, it's the size of your fist. And you go, what happened?
That's true, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. They improved the strawberry. It's like God said, well, here's the prototype. This is what I got. Can you guys improve upon this? And you know, the benevolent, whatever the good one is.
Benevolent.
And the kindly scientist, they said, yes, Lord, thank you for this prototype. We will improve the strawberry. You know, that's what I think they were trying to tell us on Frankenberry. The cereal.
What was that?
You know, that was strawberry.
Uh-huh.
And Frankenberry came out when I was a kid. And they were telling us, you know what? We're going to play God with the strawberry. We're going to make it sweeter and bigger. And what happens? They create a monster, Frankenberry. And Frankenberry went on to kill more people through diabetes.
Nah.
And you know, childhood obesity than the real Frankenstein ever could.
Oh, get out of here.
So, Ode Amini Gizas, Strawberry Moon. It is the time of year where we mourn the many deaths that Frankenberry is, responsible for. All right. Well, hey, with that, sweetie, do you want to send us out?
Yeah, sure. Well, hey, everybody. Just want to say thank you for watching Bougou Nana Bougou, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha, and this is Nana Bougou, and I will see you again. Gigawabamin, Minawa, Hawa! All right.